Welcome, everybody, to the Sportsline DFS podcast. I am Adam Azer, filling in for Heath Cummings, and of course, joined by Mike McClure. And even if the roof starts leaking, we will not cancel today's podcast. What a bad taste I have in my mouth right now, Mike. That was a tough way to lose last night.
Yeah, that was pretty unfortunate. It was a very highly owned game, too. You know, there were only six games on the slate. Anthony Davis was pretty much, he was Heath's must play on the slate. I like Drew Holiday a lot. There were several guys that we liked in this game. So very, very unfortunate. The good thing is you were not alone.
Yeah.
Nikola Mirotic was 26% owned on DraftKings. Oladipo, 20%. Miles Turner, 19%. Holiday, 18%. Davis, 18%. So this game affected pretty much everybody in daily fantasy if they're, you know, you're someone that plays more than one lineup.
And I lost our draft again. Did you win again?
I won because I took advantage of what you can do on draft. In these situations, draft lets you swap out a player for another player who hasn't their game hasn't started yet. And I didn't want to text you or Heath and let you know that that was available because I wanted to make sure that I won again. But shout out to draft for having that functionality. They that really helps a lot. It's just a much better user experience because your night's not completely over knowing that you can swap in another player who hasn't started yet.
You also had LeBron James who had 37, 10, and 15, and he had a great game, and that was an amazing game to watch. Tonight is going to be very interesting, Mike, with the trade deadline approaching and already the Cavaliers making major trades, and they're not alone. And there's it's just an interesting night because not only do you have the trade deadline, you also have some key injuries to the two best players on the slate that we need to look out for.
Yeah, that's the real story here. I mean, the Cavs in or the Cavs trades were pretty big, and it does affect the Lakers significantly tonight. But really, what we're looking at is Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant are both questionable. They're the two best players on the slate by a pretty good margin. Also, the two most expensive players on the slate. They're the only two players above $10,000 on FanDuel. Both in pretty good matchups. So that's definitely what we're keeping our eye on. I would say the Russell Westbrook piece of news is more important than the Durant news, though.
Okay, so we're going to follow along, and we're going to try our best to build lineups, but this really is the type of night where you need to look at sportsline.com and check out what Mike McClure is publishing and tweeting. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike5754, right?
Correct.
Without the question mark. At Mike5754. I am at Adam Azer, A-I-Z-E-R, and Heath is at Heath Cummings Sr., Heath Cummings S-R. Okay, so who's the must play? Who are the must plays for tonight?
All right, so my first must play, I'm going to give this, you know, it's kind of conditional, but we don't, you know, he's not a bad play either way because Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony are both questionable. It's the last game of the night. We may not have injury news in time. So I'm going to take Paul George as my must play, especially on FanDuel where you have to use two small forwards. George is back home in L.A., always looks forward to playing, you know, in front of the crowd in Los Angeles. There was talk that he might end up there in Los Angeles, you know, in free agency. And I really like this spot for Paul George because he's still playable if Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony play. My gut says at least one of those guys sits. So Paul George must play number one.
Must play number two. You can play the role of Heath.
I'll play the role of Heath and give another guy that I think is a must play. I can't say that it's on both sides. And again, it really just depends conditionally, you know, what happens with the superstars there. But Michael Beasley is a guy that's going to have a ton of opportunity and a ton of usage tonight. We know Porzingis is out. Enes Kanter is also out. Not a great matchup with Toronto, but when you lose those two guys for the Knicks, you're looking at a situation where Beasley's going to play significant minutes. He's going to have 30%+ usage. You know, if Westbrook sits, he might have the highest usage of any player on the slate tonight.
So Tim Hardaway is going to play today?
Tim Hardaway is probable.
Gotcha.
I don't know how much I like him and trust him in this spot. So I prefer Michael Beasley for the Knicks.
A lot of points to be had for the Knicks. Okay, so we'll talk about those news items a little bit later. Stay away from who today?
Right now, it's Russell Westbrook. I mean, I know he's questionable. We may or may not play. I'm probably going to stay away at this point because of the... So here's one reason why I'm staying away is it's listed as an ankle injury, but they just had a really nice win over the Warriors in the Bay Area, and then they had their day off in Los Angeles before playing the Lakers tonight. Westbrook is also a Los Angeles guy. I think that you know, it may be just a little more than an ankle. I think the team might have been out celebrating a little. I'm not sure. But I think that Westbrook, because of the price tag, makes a lot of sense to stay away from.
Well, what if you hear in a few hours he's playing?
If I hear in a few hours that he's playing, then I think that you can still consider playing him. I'm certainly still not locking him in, but I think that you definitely can still play him. The only chance I would really lock him in is if we knew for sure that like someone like Durant was out, so that way the gap between him and the next highest scorer was even larger. Then I think you could consider locking him in.
Okay, so then I think I'm going to ask you for not necessarily the highest scorer, but the third highest scorer tonight, because Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant are the two best, unless you disagree with that. But you can tell me after I tell you about draft, and this is where it's really nice to know who the best scorer is going to be, because there's no salary cap on draft, but you can play daily fantasy, and you can play every single day, you can play as many contests as you like, you can play with up to 10 people, but what I really love is that it's a snake draft. I mean, that's the best part of fantasy, right? So download the draft app. Your chances of winning on draft are 80% better. 80% better than on salary cap sites, and that's part of the reason why draft is my favorite site. You can play in a real live NBA draft right now and be done in under 5 minutes and get paid out the very next day. And they're filling up every second, so you can join one whenever you want. If you're a new player and you use our promo code SPORTSLINE, you get a free entry into a real money draft. Again, you download the app, you use the promo code SPORTSLINE, get into a real money draft for free. And it's even better for Sportsline DFS podcast listeners, because draft is so sure you're going to love it, they're offering our listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100. So here's what you do. You search draft in your app store. You go to draft.com. That's the other option. And you come play for free right now with the promo code SPORTSLINE. So, Mike, who is the top scorer tonight, if it's not Westbrook, if it's not Durant?
Well, it's really, really tough. So it's basically a coin flip between Steph Curry and Paul George. If we think that Russell Westbrook doesn't play, I think that Paul George could be the top overall scorer tonight. He's someone that I'm probably going to be prioritizing in a lot of my drafts alongside Steph Curry. The good news is you could still go ahead and draft Russell Westbrook or Kevin Durant, knowing that you can swap them out if they don't play on draft. So that's something to keep in mind. You know, you may not get to swap them to a big name that you might want on a slate like this. But for me, it is really close. I'm going to say if Westbrook's out, Paul George. If he is just still questionable, I'll lean Steph Curry.
So let's go to the news. Okay, big news items today. We'll get into the games in a second. There are six games. What do we need to know? In terms of the Westbrook injury, if Westbrook's out, you know, who does that open up for Oklahoma City?
Paul George is the main guy. Like, you're going to see pretty much the biggest usage rate you've seen from Paul George ever if he's out. It also would open up a little bit for Carmelo Anthony, but the problem there is Carmelo Anthony is also questionable to play. Mm-hmm. So that is that's a big thing. So, yeah, I'm actually running my model here right now, and if Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony are both out, Paul George becomes the number one projected player on the slate over Kevin Durant, over Steph Curry, all of them. But other guys that are going to get a bump here are going to be Raymond Felton, who would pick up the minutes in the backcourt for Russell Westbrook. He would be a near must play. He's just basically minimum price, so that's something we need to watch out for. And then Steven Adams would get a slight bump at center, but really Paul George, Raymond Felton are the only two that are really consistent fantasy players.
Okay, and it's kind of hard to set a lineup right now because you have to have, you don't have to, but you should have Felton in some of your lineups tonight if Westbrook is out. So it's just something you're going to have to keep an eye on. What other news are you monitoring right now, Mike?
We've got, you know, quite a bit. I think the real big piece of news here is going to be with the Orlando Magic. We thought that Nikola Vucevic was going to be coming back, but he is still out. He is close to returning, but still out tonight. Aaron Gordon also out. Marco Bellinelli out for the Hawks, also on the trade block. So we might see some trade here with the Atlanta Hawks that could change things if more than one player are involved in that. We already mentioned Porzingis and Enes Kanter out. That's a huge bump for Michael Beasley. Little bump for Courtney Lee. Big bump for Tim Hardaway Jr. I'm just not a huge Tim Hardaway Jr. fan tonight. Marcus Smart remains out for the Celtics while Jaylen Brown is questionable. Evan Turner questionable for the Blazers. And then the real big piece here is the Lakers. Lonzo Ball remains out, but they also just traded Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance to the Cavaliers. And they got back Isaiah Thomas and Channing Frye. All four of those players are out of the rotation there tonight. So that's going to mean a few more minutes. The guys that are really going to get the boost here are going to be Julius Randle. Kyle Kuzma get a little bump. Brooke Lopez should get a bump. But other than that, I'm not projecting a huge bump for guys like Brandon Ingram or Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I think it's really going to be, once they get Larry Nance out of the mix there, I think that's really going to help free up Randle and Kuzma and Brooke Lopez. And then the other piece, obviously, we've been touching on it a lot already, is Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony questionable, Kevin Durant questionable.
What about the trade deadline? Yeah, what do you advise people tonight? Because I'm sure you've done trade deadline DFS contests before, and things could get a little hectic. So what are you thinking right now?
Yeah, the best thing you could do, I guess, is just follow along on Twitter. You know, get the news as quickly as you can. I'll be tweeting out many of the trades and possible trades that I see throughout the day. And just be prepared. You know, just like we're talking about Russell Westbrook, if Russell Westbrook doesn't play, we know that we need to be prepared to play Raymond Felton. So when you're hanging out this afternoon, if you've got some free time, go ahead and build yourself a Raymond Felton lineup. Just so you can kind of get familiar with that and see what that's going to look like ahead of time, knowing that it's possible that Westbrook doesn't play here. Same thing, you know, we mentioned Marco Bellinelli with the Atlanta Hawks, who's on the trade block. Basically, you might be looking to avoid the Atlanta Hawks, you know, try and see situations where Marco Bellinelli is out, kind of avoid some of those situations if you can on this kind of slate. But really, all you can do is watch the news on Twitter and really just be tuned in as much as you can and know that there's going to be late adjustments tonight.
Okay. And let's get to the games, Mike. We got Dallas and Golden State, and we obviously have been talking about the Kevin Durant thing. It's a 12.5-point spread and a 220.5 total, which is the highest of the night. Dallas at Golden State. You worried about a blowout in Steph Curry? If you put Steph Curry in your lineup, are you concerned about, you know, nothing in the fourth quarter, basically?
Not really. I mean, the line is huge. It really depends. I actually did miss one injury note, and that is Harrison Barnes is questionable for Dallas, apparently, with an ankle injury.
Okay.
So if he was able, you know, if he happened to sit, that would definitely change things for the Mavericks. You know, looking at this line at 13, it's pretty scary, but it's still a very high total. So to answer your question, no, I'm not really worried about Steph Curry. I would like to see Russell Westbrook ruled out before I would lock in Steph Curry, or Kevin Durant ruled out before I lock in Steph Curry.
Okay.
But I do like him in this spot. The guy that's most interesting in this game is going to be Klay Thompson for me. I don't know how many people will be on Klay in this game because just the price, the position, you know, especially if Durant and some of those other guys play. But Klay Thompson has been very good against the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavs have really just kind of struggled to defend guys that can catch and shoot off of a screen really well. Klay Thompson, and since 2016 against the Mavs, these are his DraftKings scores. 44, 32, 33, 39, 43, 29, 56, 59, and 60.
Wow.
He has been absolutely ridiculous against the Dallas Mavericks, and I think a lot of that is due to just the Mavs are one of the worst. Well, they're actually the worst by far in effective field goal percentage to shooters coming off of screens. They're allowing pretty much every shooter in the NBA off of a screen to shoot 60% from the field.
Wow.
And as we know, Klay Thompson is one of the best shooters in the NBA. So I will be looking to play some Klay Thompson, probably my nominee for the all-tournament team at the shooting guard position.
There you go. All right, Klay Thompson. Anything else from this game, or shall we move on?
I think we'll move on other than, you know, the Dallas guys. You know, you can talk about Dennis Smith Jr. You can talk about J.J. Barea, especially if Harrison Barnes is out. But unfortunately, at this point in the day, we really don't know where we're going at point guard because it all depends on what happens with Russell Westbrook.
Okay. Which of the games you're going to be targeting DFS tonight?
I'll definitely be targeting the last game, Oklahoma City, L.A. Lakers. We'll have a little bit of that Dallas Golden State Warriors game just because of that. And then also we're going to be focused on the New York Knicks and Toronto Raptors because of the injury situation there.
All right, so why don't we do those three first? We already did Dallas Golden State. We'll talk about Oklahoma City at the Lakers with a total of 217. The Lakers involved in a trade today. And the Thunder, 3.5-point road favorites here. So who do you like in this game?
Yeah, for me, it's all about Paul George. Right now, you know, he's my must play of the day. Mm-hmm. Really going to be looking at Raymond Felton a lot. You know, the thing about Raymond Felton is you could probably get away with just playing him anyway in a lineup, even if we don't have the news on Westbrook. You know, when Westbrook plays, he's really not that relevant. But I think that there's a chance that Westbrook doesn't play in this game tonight. So be prepared for Raymond Felton lineups. And then on the Lakers side of it, I think Julius Randle is really interesting. The problem is, once again, on FanDuel, you can only play one center. So that makes him a better play on DraftKings. But I will be interested in Julius Randle tonight for sure for the Los Angeles Lakers.
All right. I will put Julius Randle into my DraftKings lineup. And let's go. Should we go to the Knicks game now, the Knicks-Raptors?
Yep. Okay. Do some Knicks-Raptors here.
Oh, yeah. The big game. Well, this definitely has blowout potential. Toronto's a 13.5-point favorite. The total is 212, but the injury to Porzingis and Kanter certainly opening things up. But who do you like here in Knicks and Raptors?
Yeah, I'm going to be focused pretty heavily on the New York Knicks side of the ball. And that's going to be mainly, obviously, you know, because of the entry you just mentioned, but it's going to be Michael Beasley and then Kyle O'Quinn. He's a guy that's scored, you know, at least a fantasy point per minute when he's had the opportunity to play over his career.
Right. I was going to bring him up, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, which is a big reason why I can't really get behind Julius Randle on FanDuel because I can only play one center. So I like Kyle O'Quinn. I think it opens up a ton of value. The thing is, once again, if Russell Westbrook doesn't play, we may not need that value. So
True. That's
where we're sitting right now. So I can't say that I won't play Julius Randle on FanDuel. Really, everything depends on Russell Westbrook tonight, which makes sense when you think about it. He's the best fantasy basketball player in the world, essentially. He's the highest priced player. But yeah, for the Knicks, it's Beasley, Kyle O'Quinn, then Tim Hardaway Jr. For the Raptors, you can definitely play DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry. Both of those guys, I think, are going to have pretty good opportunity. Probably more tournament plays for me because of the blowout, but they're certainly someone, you know, guys that should be on your radar.
And if you play, if you start your FanDuel lineup with Felton, O'Quinn, two really cheap players, plus Beasley and Paul George, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spots left, and you've got $7,500 per spot. So you can really load up. It's, you know, it's a possibility. If you find one more bargain, then you can get DeRozan, you can get Lowry, you can get Curry in there. So, you know, you could do a lot with that. All right, are we done with this game?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, great. So let's go to our next game, Charlotte at Portland. Charlotte at Portland. Blazers are 3.5-point favorites, totals 213.
Yeah, this game is one that I think if you can get it right, you're going to have a lot of success in tournaments. Because there's not going to be a lot of attention on it, but there are several players, well, mainly the two point guards, that have a lot of upside. We've already talked about if Westbrook plays, people are going to play Westbrook. If he doesn't play, we're going to play Raymond Felton. We're going to play Steph Curry. That doesn't leave a lot of room for Damian Lillard or Kemba Walker up against each other. And both of these guys are capable of matching Steph Curry on any given night in terms of DFS production. So I definitely think that you need to be looking at Damian Lillard and Kemba Walker in your tournaments tonight. If I could nominate two point guards for the all-tournament team, I would just nominate both of them. But because I can't, I'll probably nominate Damian Lillard just because he's similarly priced to Steph Curry. And I don't think anyone's going to drop down to Lillard over Curry in this game. So give me Damian Lillard on the all-tournament team.
All right. All right, I like it. We got, I think, two games left now. We have Atlanta and Orlando. Atlanta on the road and the Magic at home with they're 1-point favorites, the Magic. Total is 213.5.
Yeah, this is another interesting one because both teams have been pretty poor defensively. The Magic have really struggled against point guards, shooting guards, pretty much every position here. The issue is I don't really like anybody on Atlanta. I mean, Dennis Schroeder is a guy that you could play, but you know, it's one of those situations where if you're willing to invest $7,500 there, you probably on this slate can find the value to just get up to Damian Lillard or Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. So this is largely a game that I'm fading, but I do think that there are decent tournament plays in there, knowing that Aaron Gordon and Nikola Vucevic are out. Those would be guys like Evan Fournier. Mario Hezonja would be fine. I'm not really interested in Elf Payton, though. Just another one of those guys that's kind of in the mid-range. Don't really see myself landing in that price range tonight, especially at the point guard position. So for me, it's going to be Hezonja. is you know, and maybe Evan Fournier, but again, I prefer guys like Klay Thompson tonight. So not a not really a game that I find myself on, even though it is one of the most competitive games of the night.
Okay. And just keep in mind, you know, Elfrid Payton's been mentioned in trade rumors. A lot of guys have. Kylo Quinn's been mentioned in trade rumors. You got to keep up on the news. You got to see what happens. Don't set a lineup at in the afternoon and forget about it. Boston at Washington, our final game. Wizards are 1.5-point favorites. Total is 206, lowest total of the night, Boston at Washington. Are we putting anybody in our lineups?
Probably not at this point, but it's also a spot where makes for a good tournament team because Bradley Beal's still a fine tournament play. I know it's perceived as a difficult matchup. It's a slower pace of play. Like you mentioned, the lowest total on the night by a pretty good margin. Kyrie Irving still deserves a look in tournaments, but you know, right now it's really difficult to say that we're going to land on anyone in this game until we have any sort of clarification out of what's going on in Los Angeles tonight with the Thunder and the Lakers.
I got to ask you, who do you like at power forward tonight? Because I've gotten some names that you like at every other position, but who at power forward do you like tonight with Gordon out? You haven't talked about Draymond Green. In fact, if you look on FanDuel, Gordon's out, and then Green, Markieff Morris, and Carmelo Anthony are all listed as game time decisions.
Yes, that is that's the issue. So one guy that we kind of failed to mention that would get some additional playing time, Jeremy Grant. I think that we definitely need to mention him. I think that, you know, Draymond's probably going to play. Everything I'm seeing says that Draymond is going to play. I'm not going to play Carmelo, even if he does play, most likely. So I like Jeremy Grant because if Carmelo were to be ruled out, Russell Westbrook was out, he's definitely going to pick up minutes and usage for Oklahoma City. So that's one to keep an eye on. But really, for me, it's Draymond Green. He's got the highest floor and the highest upside out of any player listed there. You know, it's pretty ugly. Another guy that we could mention is Kyle Kuzma. We still, you know, there's still a ton of bodies for Luke Walton and the Lakers to decide what they're going to do. But when you get Larry Nance out of the rotation, that's only going to help a guy like Kyle Kuzma. So he does have some upside in this spot too.
So do you like Kuzma or Ilyasova, Kaminsky, Marvin Williams, David West, Larry Nance Jr., Daniel Theis, Patrick Patterson, and anyone below that?
Patrick Patterson could be interesting. Again, that depends on the status of Carmelo Anthony and Russell Westbrook. I think that if Carmelo is out, Patrick Patterson's, I won't say a must play, but he's definitely someone you should have some interest in. So initially, though, I would probably lock in Kyle Kuzma.
Okay, so then I have a FanDuel lineup. Let's see how you feel about it, buddy, all right? Let's see what we got here. Well, you know, we'd have to change it if Russell Westbrook plays, but maybe not. You tell me. Raymond Felton, Steph Curry. It's a bit of a warrior stack, which is, you know, usually good. Felton and Curry, Klay Thompson and DeMar DeRozan, Paul George, Michael Beasley, Draymond Green, Kyle Kuzma, and Kyle O'Quinn.
I like it. That's exactly, as we were talking and building this together, that's exactly what I have locked in as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think it's going to be a very competitive lineup if Russell Westbrook doesn't play tonight. So just pay attention to the news, but that's a very, very good starting point for tonight.
What if he does play? We have to change it?
Probably. If he does play, you probably will want to change it. I don't know that I think Felton's going to have enough opportunity unless maybe Carmelo Anthony was out and it made the rotation a little more thin. But most likely, if Russell Westbrook does play, we need to change this lineup.
How would we do that without taking up the rest of the show?
Probably have to drop Steph Curry and or DeRozan and find one of the cheaper guards to go in that spot or both of those spots and get a little more balanced.
Do you have any value guards that you like?
Probably Dennis Smith Jr. would be an option.
Okay.
At 6,500, he's the mid-range guard that I prefer over guys like Elf Payton or Dennis Schroeder. J.J. Barea also in that mix, though, too. Really depends on Harrison Barnes. So either way you look at it, even if Westbrook plays, what we're going to do still depends on, you know, what happens with several of these other players that are still questionable.
All right, let's go ahead and move on over to DraftKings at this point. And I don't have much on DraftKings. I just put Steph Curry in, but I started out with Paul George, Michael Beasley, and Julius Randle with Steph Curry now in there. Does it make sense to put O'Quinn in again?
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay, so we'll put Kylo Quinn at 4,400 in. Now we need a shooting guard, a guard, and a utility. We have 4,600 per player. So we have Curry, Paul George, Beasley, Julius Randle, and Kylo Quinn.
Yep. We've got a little bit of work to do.
Felton would... I'm going to make a non-Felton lineup. Just, you know, for the purposes of balancing it out, in case Westbrook does play.
Okay.
So, what do you think?
All right. So, one guy that I think that could be worth a look on DraftKings because of his price, he's a good pivot to Raymond Felton, and that's Tyler Dorsey. Plays for the Atlanta Hawks. He's someone that's getting more run, especially with Marco Bellinelli in trade talks. Played 29 minutes in their last game against Memphis, scored 25.75 fantasy points. I was getting pretty consistent minutes before that. I just think that now that Bellinelli's pretty much out and likely to be traded, Dorsey's the guy that's going to step up and get the minutes. Orlando has struggled there. There wasn't really a reason to get him in on FanDuel when we're playing the Raymond Felton news.
Right, right.
But I think that on DraftKings, if we want to fade Raymond Felton or, you know, build this as if Russell Westbrook's going to play, I think Dorsey makes a lot of sense at shooting guard.
And it's perfect because if he doesn't play, you're going to like Felton more than Dorsey, right?
Right, and you can plug Felton in, who's $100 cheaper, exactly, and can also play point guard or shooting guard.
Exactly. Okay, and that leaves us with 5250 for a guard and utility.
Yep, so that gives us a lot of flexibility here. You know, I think that we've already got Julius Randle and Michael Beasley, two of my top value plays there. The guy that I think we should probably look at here is J.J. Barea. He's a pretty nice price point here at 4,700. This is kind of a little bit of a hedge if we get Harrison Barnes being out. He's still going to be a fine play even if Barnes does play. But I like Harrison Barnes there, and if you do that, it gives you 5,800 for the utility
spot.
You like
J.J. Barea there, yeah.
Yes.
J.J. Barea. So 5,800 for utility. That gives us Wesley Matthews, Nurkic, Clarkson. Well, not him because he just got traded, right?
Right.
Valanciunas and so on.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as far as how we're going to finish this lineup here really depends, again, on the injury news. But I think you could look at Courtney Lee, a guy that we haven't really mentioned yet, Josh Hart. He pretty much took back over the starting role in the minutes from Clarkson recently, played 31, 39, 35 in the last three games, averaging 38 fantasy points in that time.
Wow.
So I want to go ahead and put in Josh Hart.
Let's do that. Yeah, I like it. All right, so that's our DraftKings lineup is Curry and Dorsey. Steph Curry, Tyler Dorsey, Paul George, Michael Beasley, Julius Randle, J.J. Barea, Kylo Quinn, Josh Hart. Curry, Dorsey, George, Beasley, Randle, Barea, O'Quinn, and Josh Hart. All right, I like it. And if Westbrook's out, we take out Dorsey, we put in Felton. Beautiful.
Yep.
All right, hey, thanks a lot. Okay, so you already talked about your all-tournament team, gave us some names there. You want to just run through it real quick? You had five guys?
Yeah, we can run through the all-tournament team. At point guard, going to be Damian Lillard. Shooting guard, Klay Thompson. Small forward, I think that we could probably go with Otto Porter Jr. now. The main reason there is Paul George makes a lot more sense above him. Michael Beasley's going to be the chalk below him. I think Otto Porter against Boston is going to go overlooked. Otto Porter, small forward, all-tournament team. Power forward. Jeremy Grant is probably the guy. He's going to get to play even if Carmelo plays, but if he doesn't, I think he becomes a really, really strong play. And at center, I think it's going to be Dwight Howard.
Oh, okay.
I think that many people are going, you know, it's a tough matchup with Portland and Nurkic. I think a lot of people are going to look at Julius Randle, who's cheaper, who's going to have a lot of opportunity now. And then Kylo Quinn is certainly going to be popular as things are shaping up the way they are right now. So I'll take Dwight Howard as a guy that I think is going to be under-owned and someone that's a good play on draft.
Well, then let's draft Mike McClure, winner of last night's contest. Two in a row you won?
Two in a row. It's going to be three in a row here in a minute.
You know what? It's Heath that keeps screwing me up. So all right, you're on the clock. You got the first pick. It's two guards, two forwards, and one center, and you are up, sir.
All right, so we're going to talk a little strategy here for draft. If you're playing head-to-head drafts, it's deep enough that I'm comfortable picking Russell Westbrook knowing that if he's ruled out, we can change him to any of these other guards. So Russell Westbrook, pretty clearly top pick for me still.
Great. Okay, so I am now on the clock with two picks, and I would love to go like Durant and Curry here. I don't know if Durant will play. I'm definitely going to take Steph Curry.
Okay.
And let me get that pick in. There you are, Steph Curry. You know, I'm going to take Durant, and if he's out, I'll swap him. And there
yeah,
you go.
No, it makes a lot of sense. That's what I would do in a two-man draft.
Yeah. All right, you are up, loser.
All right. Now, I love that I got to talk you into that because I like Paul George. Paul George is the guy that I'm really interested in tonight. So we're going to go ahead and lock in Paul George. And then the next thing is center is kind of weak tonight. There's guys that we like, but there's not a ton at the top. And the one guy that I did like quite a bit at center, I can't use at center because he's a power forward here. So I'm going to take Dwight Howard.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because after that, Steven Adams, Nurkic. Okay, are you up again or is it my pick?
Okay. That is your pick. Right. I went with Paul George right. and Dwight Howard.
All right, here we go. I'm making the sixth pick. I have Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. I might just go with Draymond Green. Yeah, I'm into the Warriors tonight. So let's get Draymond Green in there. I don't have to take a center. You took one. So I'll take a guard, and I am cool with Bradley Beal, although I think I might prefer Damian Lillard. Who would you go with?
I would go with Bradley Beal.
All right, fine. You talked me into it. Bradley Beal, thank you for helping me beat you, and now you are on the clock.
Oh, I definitely prefer Damian Lillard there. That's why I said that.
No, are you kidding?
I am going to grab Damian Lillard with the next pick. Here we
Dude.
Go.
Dude, you're lucky you were playing for free. Good job.
All right. And the forward is where I'm at. So there's two guys that I really like, Michael Beasley, Julius Randle. I'm a big Michael Beasley fan as a, you know, we both went to Kansas State University. So I'm going to take Michael Beasley here.
And then, yeah, well, you love Michael Beasley. Michael Beasley is one of your nine best players tonight. That is kind of crazy. Well, not exactly, but he was the ninth pick in this draft. So then it comes down to me and which center I'm going to take. I guess I'm going to take Steven Adams. Yeah. All right. I'll take Steven Adams. Okay. Who's projected to win? You are by 20 points.
20-point winner coming up.
Good luck. Good luck. Try to make it three in a row. And everybody, thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the trade deadline. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Sportsline DFS podcast.